Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the Eastern culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Always nice to see you.
Well, I'm feeling a little melancholy this morning.
Yes.
Because it sounds like you've been drinking bubbles without me.
Yes, such tristesse. Well, what can I say?
Tell me.
I will confess. Yes, I have cheated on you with the champagne of Philippe Gonnet from the Côte des Blancs. The village is Le Mesnil-sur-Auger.
And easy for you to say.
Thank you so much. The Gonnet brother and sister combination, they're young. They're in their 20s. I spoke with Chantal Gonnet, and Chantal and her brother, in their 20s, after their father's untimely passing, have taken over the winery and are doing some really nice work. All of these champagnes are in stainless steel. They are not inexpensive, but I think they are beautifully made. And if you are a champagne fan, if you would like to treat yourself, or if you are accustomed to drinking champagne, well and good. Perhaps this is a nice boutique producer to look at.
Yes, please tell us about a couple.
I will. This is the Gonnet Grand Reserve. This was a blend, 60% Pinot Noir, 10% Pinot Meunier, 30% Chardonnay. Okay. This had fabulous acid. It had only 7 grams of sugar. It was a 2009 vintage, which is unusual because most champagne is non-vintage. And it is $68 a bottle, but I have to say, it was really quite a delight. The Brut Rosé, also very delightful. Very clean, very clear, good acid, nice strawberries. But once again, $75 a bottle. They have a number of other products and none of them are inexpensive.
Right, but this is also champagne. I mean, if you go and you look on the shelves, those prices are not outrageous for that product.
And if you can buy from a boutique producer who cares for every single bottle that they make, these people make 200,000 bottles a year. I don't know what like a Veuve Clicquot would be, but I'm sure it's many, many, many times higher.
Right.
Plus, these people are not buying their grapes from Négociant. It's all estate bottled from their own land. And there's great care put into this. And you have to support the little guy, I guess.
Right. And if this isn't in your price range, and I certainly can't drink like this every day, there are a lot of other options. But if you want to try fine champagne, or true champagne, I should say, this is where you're going to be.
Champagne Philippe Gonnet, G-O-N-E-T, from the Côte des Blancs. And I enjoy these wines a lot. As I say, they're not inexpensive. They were founded in 1830, so you got to give them a little love. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.